5:25 South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning on our program As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. The 23rd of Muharram, 1445. I was just telling my beloved Fadilatul Ustad that I missed him and it's good to see his Mubarak face. Ustad, let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And welcome to the Q&A this Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri. Wahlul uqadatan min lisani afqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 23rd of Muharram 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, and verses number 33 and verse number 34. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala blessed Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, with two miracles whilst he was returning from Midian to Egypt. And one was that take your staff, your stick, and throw it, and it will be transformed into a snake and serpent. And second one will be that because he was dark in complexion, so place your hand there by your heart, by your bosom, and take it out, and it will shine and glitter, and not because of any sickness or illness, but because of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And now you have to go to the Pharaoh and go and give him da'wat and invite him towards the truth and make tabligh and propagate the true deen and the true Islam to him. So he, Moses, answered and responded. Chapter 28 and verse 33. Paul, Moses said, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam said, Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, it means, oh my beloved Allah, sustainer, nourisher, Inni qataltu minhum nafsa. Indeed, I killed the person from them, although it was unintentionally, and there was no intention at all. But as far as they are concerned, what their propaganda, what their hasbara is the term the Jutlas, the Jews, use for propaganda. So in their eyes, I'm a murderer, O Almighty Allah, for akhafu, and hence I fear, ayyaqtuluni, that I fear they will want to kill me and murder me. So ayyaqtulun. So that was the response he gave to Almighty Allah. I will go, but this is one concern and one worry I have, O Almighty Allah, if I go alone. Wa akhi Harunu. Remember Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's name, Mubarak, honorable name, Name Nami Isme Grami, is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran, the most for any prophet and messenger. And the meaning of Moses, Musa alayhi salam, Moshi, as the Jutlas Harami say, so we say Musa. It means that Allah Ta'ala made it such that his mother placed him in the box and put him in the water, and that is how he was rescued. So that is the meaning of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's name. Harun means to be eloquent, and his honorable name is mentioned 20 times in the noble Quran. وأخي هارون, and I have a brother Harun, he's elder than me, but I am greater in rank and status, and we all agree on that. هو أفصح مني, he is much more eloquent than me, لسانا, in speech of Almighty Allah. فأرسله معي, ya Allah, please send him with me. رد أي يصدقني, رد آ means that he will be an assistant of mine, he will assist me and help me in my message and in my mission when I go to the Pharaoh and his cabinet and caucus. يصدقني, and he will confirm my message to them. إني أخاف أن يكذبوني, and I fear, O Almighty Allah, if I go alone, then they will reject me, they will belie me, they will deny whatever I have to say. So send him also with me. So what happens after that? Inshallah al-Aziz, we will discuss it tomorrow. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Arafat is back. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him shifa-e kamil. And the listeners, mashallah, are making a lot of dua. We all are making dua. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant shifa and complete cure to all those who are ill and sick, and those who passed away with Iman and Islam. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have so many new items here for the news, views and interviews. Bismillah ar-Rahman Rahim. Now America and Iran, daily they are swearing, cursing one another, but I always tell you, go behind the curtain. That do din mein gaali dete hai aur raat ko zina karte hai. Daytime they swearing one another, and nighttime they sleeping with one another. All haramis involved. Shias are kuffar, Americans are the super terrorists. So US agrees to pay $6 billion to Iran. 4-5 of their prisoners that are held there in Iran. So this deal will take place. The money will be sent there to Qatar. And once everything is confirmed, then 5 Iranians will be then released from the American side, and 5 Americans will be released. But if you look at it as an objective observer, then you will see this is a great victory for Iran and a huge, huge humiliation, disgrace for America. They are releasing 5 Iranians, and the Iranians are releasing 5 Americans who are spies and so forth. But the Iranians are collecting $6 billion in this transaction. A great coup for them and a great victory for them, but they pakka kuffar, the Shias. Now we go to America, Biden, Trump, and all of you, Bush and whoever, Obama, we and Clinton, you harami, we always thought you guys say you guys are superpowers. So what happened to your superpower? The paradise of America, Hawaii, has become Jahannam and the hellfire for them. In Hawaii, the worst natural disaster in history, 53 people dead and killed already. We have no sympathy for them. Let me make that very clear. You allowed Israel to bomb our children and murder them in Palestine, and you're murdering them till today. Remember, with your arms, with your ammunition, with your material support. So why the hell should we have any sympathy, empathy for you? Alhamdulillah, Allahumma harrik buyutahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum, Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim. Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, let the fire increase and take the whole Hawaii away. So that is our dua. So they must know that there is a thing like divine retribution. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. We must remember that. Now listen to this story. It's very, very important. The next 3 things I'm going to tell you. Every forum, we all know this much, right? They are whites and they want to preserve and protect the rights of the whites primarily. But in Citizen newspaper of yesterday, the EFRI forum states that they are inundated with pleas from women that are abandoned by the courts and the prosecutors and so forth. And it's an indictment. You must go read the story of one Muslim guy, a Parak guy, what he did to his wife and so forth and so on. And then the punishment given to him 1 year. Just go read that story and you will know what, how low we have become as a Muslim community and society. Allah forbid. And then our justice system, hopeless, useless. And remember that what that person did, just go read yourself. Allah protect us, protect our women, and so forth. Now tie that up with the next story. That, you know, we have sent it out late last night. I had visitors, so I had to wait till they all go, and then I sent it out. You must remember this. So what is that? It is to do with the marriage bill, and so forth, and so forth. I am addressing only the true Muslims. You will get the picture just now when I say, only true Muslims. It's wajib, it's compulsory. Upon every Muslim male, upon every Muslim female in South Africa, that you should be lodging a complaint. You must remember, we sent all the details, send your emails to them and object on it. And after you have objected and worded everything, then you must send a copy to the majlis, and all the details are there, the emails are there, to Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. I give you one example written in that. I, Maulana Arafat, ABC, Maulana, XYZ, Imam Sheikh, performs a nikah, a marriage ceremony in the masjid, in the mosque. So remember, according to this new act of theirs, then they can prosecute me for 5 years, or they can impose a fine on me. But the person, remember, who took the razor and cut his wife, and what things he did for him 1 year. And for us, the most peace-loving people, you want to prosecute us for 5 years? The South African judicial system is a comedy, you must remember that. People who are innocent, you want to go and lock them up. And people who are the biggest criminals, you invite them to South Africa, and you invite them to commit more crimes here. Look at the murderers, look at the rapers, look at the law and order falling apart, you must remember. Cape Town in a crisis, remember. And you hopeless, useless ANC. And let me make it very clear, and you quote me anywhere in the world you want to. These Maulvis, these sheikhs, these imams who are there, you must remember, were the political parties, and they want to push through this type of bill. They must hang their heads in shame. They are the same ones who closed our mosque. They are the same ones who went as friends of the court to close our mosque. And that is a stain on them till they die, and will remain for centuries till day of Qiyamah. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيُ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is disgrace, and in the year after, a horrible, big, great, grave punishment. They joined the lesbians regarding the marriage bill and so forth. So, dear, I'm not addressing them. I'm addressing you. The true Muslim is wajib upon you to raise your objections and lodge your objections. I sent everything out. If you want it, just write marriage bill or nikah or majlis, and then we will send it out to everybody else. Look at MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and whoever got doubt regarding him being a Murtad, you yourself out of the fall of Islam. Saudi Arabia and Israel are prepared to cut deals. Remember this type of things. Saudi says that no, there must be concessions made for the Palestinians and must be overseen by the United Nations. United Nations have passed the most resolution against these haramis, this cursed nation. And what has it helped the Palestinians? Have you got no brains? And why they want to cut the deal with Israel? So America must give them nuclear and must make them a nuclear power and so forth. Lapid, the leader of the opposition in Israel, says, it's a Saudi and Israel, we don't want the deal if it means enrichment and nuclear for the Saudis. You see how they smack the Saudis in the face, and the Saudis are bootlicking them day and night and bootlicking the Americans. The Haaretz newspaper says, racism started with BB already. Now listen to this. MBS is spending already $1 trillion. Not million, not billion, $1 trillion. And for Waas, you must remember that he wants to build the big skyscraper and one of the biggest stretches of building and so forth, Neom, and it stretches for 75 kilometers from Lanesia to Heidelberg, you see. So that is one. So I remember when I visited Iraq, I went to the grave of Bahlul. Bahlul is the Waliullah, the sage of the age. So Harun Rashid comes to him, to Bahlul, and tell Bahlul, Rahimahullah, O Sini Ya Bahlul, that he says, O Bahlul, give me some advice. He say, Harun, what advice must I give you? Rafa'at al-nas, rafa'at al-jas, wa wada'at al-nas. Rafa'at al-nas, rafa'at al-jas, wa wada'at al-nas. You took the cement and you put it right on top, and the Quranic text and so forth, you put it right at the bottom and so forth. So that is what these people are doing. They play with the deen of Almighty Allah, building their towers and so forth. In kana min amwalik, if it is from your own wealth, fa anta min al-mubazirin, then you are squandering wealth and you're becoming the brother of shaitan. Chapter 17, verse 27. Wa in kana min amwalin nas, if it is, you must remember that the wealth of the people, and then fa anta min al-zalimin, then you're a tinpot dictator. Then when Harun Rashid heard this, for Baka, he started crying. So exactly the same thing here is going on. Imran Khan ousted by the Americans, and now they have the letter and everything. I told you on several occasions, the current government in Pakistan, Choro ki Hukumat, they were bribed by the Americans and given million dollars or whatever amount, and you must have a vote of no confidence with against, you must Imran, and make sure that he's out, and then will be business as usual. So that is what they want, but they speak of democracy and human rights and so forth. The man came in fair and square in a free election, and that's what they don't want. They want the corrupted people. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ, the enemies try all their tricks in Sweden and Denmark and all these places. They burn several copies of the noble Quran. Allah Jalla Wala bless the donors. The same place in Sweden, Stockholm, I've been to that same masjid. So there in that area there where they burn the masjid, MashaAllah, our Muslims there, they bought that whole land area off, and they want to build Islamic center and masjid and mosque and whatever else and so forth. Millions and millions have been spent, you must remember, to procure that piece of land. Now we have another big scoop, and this, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, this is well done to the Marqaz Sahaba team, and Allah Ta'ala accept our broken and humble efforts. This is the wasila and barakah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I want all of you, you should tune in tonight between 8 and 10, Friday night between 8 and 10, tonight. And listen to our brother Shafaat Ahmed Khan and with advocate Yusha Tayyib and the activist Salman Khan. And we are trying our level best, remember that, to get Modi, the world's biggest criminal, and you can go to Google and verify it, and the butcher of Gujarat, we all know what he did in 2002, to get him arrested once he lands in South Africa. So that will be the program tonight between 8 and 10 with brother Shafaat Ahmed Khan, Yusha Tayyib, the attorney, and Salman Khan, the activist. So listen to that, it's very, very interesting, inshallah. In Benoni, on the 25th of August, so many people send this to me, they're going to have a swap uniform. When I tell you it's haram for you to send your children to school and to the university and colleges, then you think I'm crazy, I belong to another world. This is what they want your children to do. So in Benoni, one of the schools there, say on the 25th of August, they must have swap uniform. So the boys must wear the girls' uniform and the girls must wear the boys' uniform. So my question to you, Harami, is what you going to do with the underwear also? So you must remember the boys will wear the girls' underwear and the girls will wear the boys' underwear. your people's brains are in your people's rifles, you know. So you must remember these type of things here. Therefore, this whole system of secular system is a cursed system. Remember this and see where it's gone to now. And you want to still justify your only solution, Muslim, in the whole world, you must do homeschooling. All this here are shaitanic business. Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz, oh you Haramis, Jutlas, Jeremiah, Shalom, and all of you supporters of Zionism and of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. He writes, a Palestinian is murdered. This is clear-cut apartheid. Who's writing? Gideon Levy. Where is he writing? In the Haaretz newspaper. A person who defended and supported Israel lifelong. His name, you can go to the Haaretz and see all this. Benjamin Pogrand. Benjamin, you know. And Pogrand, P-O-G-R-A-N-D. He says, I defended Israel, but now I can't defend them anymore. Israel is an apartheid state. The whole world knows it's apartheid. Only Sunak doesn't know. Only Biden doesn't know. Only these Haramis don't know. And the Muslim and the Arab capitals don't know. Like Saudi Arabia, like you must remember, Emirates and Bahrain and Jordan and Egypt and Morocco. Whole lot murtads, ghaddar, traitors to Islam. So remember, this must be told to them in their face. Israel is such a harami state. Now they see the economy is also shrinking. So Israel ends free medical aid for the medical care for the Ukrainians. Israel ends free medical care for the Ukrainians. So that is the news views of today. So think about it seriously. Don't forget that today, 8:30 to 9, will be Maulana Zahid Khan and inshallah, that Maulana and Mufti Aku, inshallah, in the interview. 10 to a past 10 will be the Nikah announcements, inshallah. And then 11:25, we will patch up with Makkah Mukarrama. In Makkah today, the khutbah is rendered by Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aykili and Madina Munawwara, Sheikh Abdul Bari Subaiti. We take Makkah, obviously. My Jummah today is in the Sabri Masjid here in Lanesia, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Tonight, don't forget, between 8 and 10, you join Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, Yusha Tayyab, and Salman Khan, inshallah al-Aziz. It's a Khan show. So remember that. And we're gonna nail Modi. Remember the biggest criminal on this earth and the butcher of Gujarat. So that is our function, our duty, to name them, shame them, and nail them.
You got a new listener by the name of Sister Samantha. She says, welcome back, Mr. Hatia. And she says here, Mr. AK, do you know that Muhammad Al-Fayyad said that his son Dodi and Diana told him of their engagement and that she was pregnant? Why would he lie about something like this? I think he's telling the truth and it was covered up by the establishment. Sister Samantha Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 100% the truth. You know the Western media. So remember that Diana was supposed to make the announcement that she's a Muslimah publicly. She was supposed to make the announcement she is pregnant. She was committing adultery. I mean, we must accept that. But remember that her husband, King Charles, he was busy. At that time, Prince Charles, he was busy with his chameleon also, you must remember. So she said, if you can play the game, I can also play the game. And therefore, they say that the second son is not Charles' son. They say you must look at his hair and all that. She was going, you understand, for horse trading. But then they started playing different horses, you see. People go and play golf nowadays, my sister. Then they play different golf. So anyway, so all shaitans involved also. So anyway, that Dodi, his father, Fayyad, 100% we agree on that. So she was supposed to announce she's a Muslimah and they'll get married and so forth. So therefore, the British and the France and French and it all put them away. Until today, you must remember how 9/11 is a cover-up. Likewise, they covered that up and so forth. Because whether you like it or not, she was the most popular woman at that time, even more popular than the Queen. So that is the whole story, my sister Samantha.
Somebody says, Ustad, why India want to defame Pakistan, Ustad?
So you must remember that they always had the upper hand, India over Pakistan. But once Pakistan became nuclear, so now they know they can never go to war with Pakistan, because if they go, and even they defeat Pakistan, but India, half of it will get wiped out with the nuclear and so forth. So this is what they want. How the Israelis, the Haramis, the super terrorists on this earth, they say, we will make peace with Palestine, but they must be demilitarized. They must not have arms, ammunition, and we can shoot them anytime we want to. So this is what India wants with Pakistan. We will normalize ties, but you must denuclearize. You see, you must give your nuclear system up and so forth. That was one of the biggest mistakes the ANC and them made. It was a foolish move, you must remember. The Bura, you see, I told you yesterday, this Bura, we can say what we want to about them. Mm-hmm. Apartheid, all that. We victims of apartheid. We must remember that. And apartheid was a crime against humanity. And we all know what names they used to call us, coolies, and for the other K word and so forth. We can't forget that. But this Bura, they had few things, you must remember. They knew what they're doing. I studied in UNISA. When I was studying in UNISA in the 80s, you must remember it was the largest correspondent university in the world. This is in the 80s. Imagine what the Bura did. And the largest correspondence university. So now 300 families are going to Russia between Moscow and St. Petersburg. They're putting up a big township for them. They'll do farming. They say no future for us in South Africa. So this was another big blue done by the ANC. These whiteys, you must remember that they were nuclear, they were ready. And then our guys, they said, no, we will have the best constitution in the world. Mm. To me, that constitution is not worth the paper on which is written. When you have 80 plus murders per day, when you have more than 50 rapes per day, so what good is that constitution to you and to the ordinary Joe in the street? We said, no, we will become denuclear. We weren't involved. And we closed the whole nuclear. Now you see, there's South African Defense Force, South African Police. We have become a laughing stock of Africa and the world, you must remember that. Mm. What was your trump card? You gave it up, you must remember. Foolish decision.
Mm. Listen to this one, Ustad. I'm a scholar of Deen. Don't you think by not allowing Mr. Modi in South Africa, you and your lawyers, it will cause a war with the Hindus? Even some alims are saying, let him come to South Africa. Scholar of Deen, I'm recording you, Ustad.
You record me, you're another puppet, and you belong to the scholars of dollars. Your Maulvis went to go meet Modi. And I'm going to expose all this month, August, inshallah. You must remember that what Quran says, you're a scholar of Deen. You should hang your head in shame. Quran Sharif says, Surah 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies, you must remember, will be those that are the Jews and the Hindus. I told us 100 times, we never said every Hindu, we never said every Jew. How many Hindus are on our side for justice? How many Jews are on our side? I just quoted for you now 2-3 Jews, Gideon Levy, Benjamin Program, all these guys we quoted. They're on our side. They speak for justice. So that is what we want. If you don't accept Islam, that's your choice. But stand for truth and for justice. So when Quran is saying that the Jews and the Hindus are your worst enemy, and by Google he's the worst criminal in the world, you want to go bootlicking, because you must remember, you want to look good in the ANC's eyes. That is your main thing, to bootlick the ANC. You should hang your heads in shame. When that person, the Hindu, there in Ispingo Beach, he wanted to stop the Adhan. How many Hindus stood with us? You must remember, because they know what is the truth. Others didn't stand with us, but you see, now the verdict came in our favor. Always stand for truth. You're a bootlicker and you should hang your head in shame. Hadith is sahih. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith mentioned, remember, in Sunan Nasai, he Habibuna, and all these Mulvis and everybody else sitting on the fence, remember to sit one leg here, one leg there. So you must remember that you are expressing your nifaq and hypocrisy. People who sit, you must remember, on the fence are giving guilty of committing a major, major offense. Read the dua daily and make up your mind, because la ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula, Allah Ta'ala exposes such people. And remember authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, isabatan min ummati, there'll be two groups of my ummah, fa ahrazahumullahu minan nar, so Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the member going to save us and those people from the Jahannam and the hellfire. Who are these two groups? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Isabatun taghzul Hind, that Mubarak army that will fight against India and will fight against the Mushrikeen and the Hindus. Wa Isabatun takunu ma'a Isa ibn Maryam, and the second army will be those that will fight with Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, against the Jutlas and so forth. So tie the Quranic verse, Surah 5 verse 82, the last verse in the 6th Juz 6 Subara, and this Sahih Hadith in Sunan Nasai. Imam Nasai brought the heading Tarjamatul Bab, Babu Ma Ja'a Fi Ghazwatil Hind, and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah, says, if I am in that battle, I'll be right in front, and if I pass away, Ana min Afdali Shuhada, I will be one of the greatest martyrs, and you want to come tell me, hang your head in shame.
Allah, listen to this.
I got shak on your Iman.
Ganesh and Rajesh says, we also against Modi raping innocent sisters in India. We hate Modi. Ustad, Rajesh and Ganesh.
Thank you, my brother Ganesh and Rajesh. You see, you Maulvis, hang your heads in shame, man. Hang your heads in shame. You closed the masjid, you went to court. You went again to court with the lesbians, and now you tell us we must sit with our arms folded and allow Modi inside. Have you got Iman? Do you feel for our women who are being raped there by Modi? Do you feel for our people who were murdered cold-bloodedly there in Gujarat, from where your forefathers come from? And you and your Maulvis went to go meet Modi, and your MJC stood with Modi the last time and so forth. I don't know what to say. I told you 100 times. For us to read Salat behind you is not permissible, and to contribute to you is haram and not permissible.
Allahu Akbar. I see there's a brother by the name of Ronald. He says, I'm 23 years old and I have zero respect for old people. I think they are a waste of space. I have no respect for anyone over 40. What should I do, AK? Ronald, to start.
Before I come to Ronald again, Rajesh and Ganesh, I really thank you that you are speaking the truth. I ask all of you, you can be a Jew, you can be a Christian, you can be a Buddhist, you can be Ronald Reagan or Ronald whoever. Ronald, you must remember, Ronnie, is a khafal laka Ronnie, you see, so this type of thing, whatever it is. I ask you for one thing, that you must stand for the truth, stand for justice. People can swear us. The time will come when they'll tell you how many times it has happened. They said, yes, you are right and we are wrong. But they don't want to say it publicly because they know. I say, I got no problem. See, Ronald, I ask you two questions and you think about it. Remove all the jaundice from your eyes, right? Your parents are 60 years old. You are 40 years old, 30 years old. You say you got no respect for anybody above 40. They are a liability as far as you're concerned. So if somebody comes by your parents and you are there, and they swearing them, cursing them, and so forth, what will you say, Ronald? You will just turn around and say that, no, it's right. You know, my parents are a liability and a waste of time. They must rather die or put them in the old age home. You see, that's exactly what's happening in Palestine. I'm a young boy, 6 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old. I see how these Jutlas, Haramis, Zionists, super terrorists treat my parents, my father, my mother, and they push them around with the checkpoints, kick them and destroy them, destroy their houses, then steal their masjid and mosque and steal everything almost. So when I grow up, the first thing I'm going to do is I get the gun and I put a bullet through the settler. Why? One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So that is what you are doing. That, my brother, what you think, Ronald, turn the table the other way around. Tomorrow when you're 45 years old, 50 years old, and people tell you, Ronald, you must die. You're a waste of time. You're a liability. So what will you say? Ronald, you must go sit by the old people, and from them you will learn wisdom, you will learn experience, and so forth. But two old people are wasting the world's time. One is Biden with his underpants and with his nappies and so forth, and one is Trump. You must remember, both of them must retire and give it over to the youngsters. There I agree with you. But you made a general statement, totally wrong, we reject it. Last question.
I've got here Vishnu. He says that, AK, can we take people's signatures for not allowing Modi in our country? Hindu does not teach us to kill innocent people who started.
There's it there. Thank Allah you, Vishnu. Allah. There's it there. Thank you. We already started it, my brother Vishnu. We already started the petition. All of you who want to sign the petition, just send me a message and I will send it to you, and you sign the petition. I give you my number every day you want it. I got no problem with that. 071-888-1184. You Maulvis, you see now? Three Hindu brothers already came on air and they told you, you should hang your heads in shame. I got shirk on your iman, I'm telling you nicely. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all these shaitans. You must remember who are selling the deen of Islam and real scholars for dollars. May Almighty Allah make our khatima on iman. Ameen. Salama. And don't forget, today between 8 and 10, tune in to Markaz Sahaba. We want Modi arrested, and that is our lawyer Yusha Tayyab, Hafiz Firoz Bouda, all of them helping him, Ameen. And our other brothers also. And Allah Ta'ala reward our lawyers, attorneys, senior counsel, our brother Salman Khan, the activist, and inshallah the host will be Shafaat Ahmad Khan. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.